Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
A lot there to listen to from Adrian yesterday.
There was a heck of a lot. Plenty of excitement yesterday, Mike, with the release of the Reserve Bank monetary policy statement. So let's hit the hard outcomes first, shall we? Let's get that out the road. No change to the official cash rate. No change to the large-scale asset purchase program. No change to the funding for lending program. No indication of any forecasts for the OCR track. So we could just leave it at that, couldn't we, really, I suppose? But what did we get, Mike? What actually did they say? I think we should acknowledge, firstly, in the absence of actually changing anything, this wasn't a straightforward communication for the Reserve Bank to make. I mean, as we talked about yesterday, and I had to act, that they had to acknowledge the clearly improving economic data without at the same time stoking the fire that's starting to gather under the exchange rate and longer term interest rates. So they needed to pour a little cold water on that fire and get the market participants kind of cool their jets, because it's that optimism over the economic future that's fueling the belief that monetary policy will need to be adjusted, and at an earlier point than the bank's indicating. So look, the central bank, though, they're in a slightly different place. They still have their concerns. And through the document yesterday, you can see the use of terms like temporary, uneven, uncertainty. So the statement referred to temporary factors supporting price inflation and employment. So the Monetary Policy Committee wants to be completely sure that CPI inflation will be sustained at 2%. Not that it will just get there, but it'll be sustained there. They want to be sure that conditions will be supportive of ongoing, maximum, sustainable employment. They do acknowledge that inflation could overshoot in the short term, but it will then pull back. So as I said, still no forecast on the official cash rate. They did give an outline of what we talked about yesterday, Mike, that the forward track of the unconstrained OCR. And we talked about how that sort of indicates where the official rate would be if, in the absence of all the other things they're doing. And that is a little bit higher than it was. Look, I would surmise, I suppose, to sort of summarise it all up, that the language used seemed to downplay the economic strength and highlight the potential speed bumps. The interesting thing, Mike, is how did the market respond? The thing is, the market just still wanting to look for a change in stance. In other words, Mike, those animal spirits, they were gathering, they were coalescing beforehand, they were already in that mindset. That's where they ended up. So interest rates went up.
Yeah.
The five-year swap's now over 1%. The New Zealand dollar got a big rocket under it. It's up over 74 cents. So, look, I do wonder it actually at some stage, even though we keep saying, you know, retail mortgage rates aren't moving, at some point the fixed-term mortgage rates might have to be lifted a little bit to match what's happening in the wholesale market.
I saw it as a reality check. I saw it as a good, sober reality check, and people are getting a little bit carried away with ourselves, which brings us to the NASDAQ. Isn't that exactly the same story? Everyone thinks Tesla's worth $857 billion, and they don't make any cars, for God's sake.
They don't make any cars. The trouble is now everyone's just going to look at what Bitcoin's doing to try and figure out where the Tesla share price should be. Look, we talked about yesterday, we talked about interest rates, NASDAQ, things like that. You'll hear financial commentators, Mike, refer to growth stocks. Put simply, it's a company that investors and analysts expect they'll see material growth in their earnings or profits in the future. So they might not be generating a profit now, the expectation that'll change. Tesla's a good example. And when analysts try and quantify what that company is worth, they look at those future earnings and they try and discount them back to today. They say, what's it worth today? The thing is, when interest rates go higher, the way that formula works is the value today goes down. So that's why we're starting to see pressure on the NASDAQ over the last couple of weeks, but not so much on something like the Dow Jones, which has got a lot more mature companies in it.
Yeah, exactly. What are the numbers?
Right, we're actually in the green everywhere today. Dow Jones, 31,824. It's up 286 points, 0.9%. Yippee. The S&P 500, 3909. It's also up 0.7%, 27 points. The NASDAQ, 13,544. Also up 78 points, 0.58%. The FTSE 100 was up 33 overnight, 6658. The Nikkei, 29,671, lost 484 points, 1.61%. Shanghai Composite, 3,564, down 2% yesterday. The Australasian markets were weaker. The ASX 200, 6,777, down 61. And the NZX 50 lost 0.86%, closing at 12,282. Kiwi dollar, haven't seen it here for quite some time. Very much stronger overnight, 0.7402. 0.9330 Aussie, 0.6096 euro, 0.5247 pounds, 78.39 Japanese yen, gold trading at $1,803.81. And it's a good job I'm not driving the car down to Craggy tomorrow, Mike, because Brent crude, what is it?
$66.
Actually, $66.80. I round that up, $67. There you go.
All right, mate, catch up soon. JMIWealth.co.nz.